With this check of the news on KJAN, I'm Rick Hansen. The Creston Police Department says a woman from Creston reported on Saturday that vandalism had occurred at Rainbow Park at 601 South Park Street. At the scene, a blow-up nutcracker was punctured and strings of lights were damaged. The loss was estimated at $42. And on Sunday, a man from Afton reported to Creston Police that a storage unit in the 900 block of South Walnut Street in Creston had been broken into and multiple items were taken. A dollar value of the loss was not available. Late Saturday night, Creston Police arrested 18-year-old Miracle Ann Freeman of Creston on an assault charge. She was released from the scene on a citation. Also arrested Saturday night was 23-year-old Cole Andrew Lovely of Creston for harassment in the second degree. His bond was set at $1,000. Late Friday morning, Creston Police arrested 31-year-old Brooke Marie Carter of Creston. She was taken into custody at the Union County Courthouse on a Union County warrant for driving while barred. Carter was later released on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. A few hours earlier, 39-year-old Charles Edward Keaton of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on two outside agency warrants. His cash bond was set at $25,300. The owner of a vehicle in Creston reported to police Friday afternoon that their vehicle had sustained damage while the owner was out of town. Authorities say a 2015 Chevy Equinox was legally parked in the parking lot at 105 West Adams Street for Iowa Focus. And when the owner returned, she found her vehicle had been struck on the left rear side. The damage was estimated at $1,500. Police in Red Oak say two women were arrested on separate charges Sunday night. A little before 7 p.m., Red Oak police conducted a traffic stop at West 4th and Coolbaugh Streets on a vehicle with a registration violation. Upon further investigation, it was determined the driver, 31-year-old Meredith Morgan Mayberry of Sydney, had a suspended license through the state of Iowa. Mayberry was taken into custody for the driving under suspension charge. She was also cited for a registration violation. Her bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at slightly more than $495. And at around 9 p.m., 37-year-old Chandra Christine Baguette of Red Oak was arrested in the 200 block of East Maple Street in Red Oak Sunday on a charge of domestic abuse assault first offense. She was being held at the Montgomery County Jail without bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet at 9 a.m. Tuesday in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. On their agenda is an annual report and request for funding from West Central Community Action. Following an update from Cass County Engineer Trent Wolken, the board will act on approving a resolution to award a contract for a bridge replacement project, and they expect to hear a report from the director of CADCO, along with a request for a tax abatement. The board will then discuss the establishment of an abatement plan for property improvements to certain classes of property in the non-incorporated portion of Cass County. In other business, the supervisors will act on allowing or disallowing certain family farm credits and to approve agricultural land credits in accordance with the Code of Iowa. They'll also discuss and or take action on the allowance rate and the list of those eligible for reimbursement with regard to the use of personal cell phones for county business. Their final order of business Tuesday morning is to discuss and or take action on the use of American Rescue Plan or COVID relief funds. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, a man from Pottawatomie County was sentenced on Friday to serve 42 months or 3.5 years in prison for being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. A judge in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court also ordered 42-year-old Domingo Ace Vasquez III of Council Bluffs to 3 years of supervised release following completion of his prison term. On February 21st of this year, the Council Bluffs Police Department responded to a call at a casino regarding a man with a gun and methamphetamine. Vasquez was located and was in possession of a Sig Sauer Model P938 9mm pistol. A drug dog made a positive indication and alert on Vasquez's vehicle, and a loaded magazine that fit the gun was found inside the vehicle. The United States Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and Council Bluffs Police investigated the case, which was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend the arrest at around 9:10 p.m. Saturday of 37-year-old Corey Rose Smith from Elliott. Smith was taken into custody on two Pottawatomie County warrants for failure to appear on original charges of driving while barred. Smith was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And a Cass County woman was arrested once again in Montgomery County. Red Oak Police report 65-year-old Marcia Elaine Lehman of Griswold was arrested around 6:45 p.m. Saturday for violation of a protection order. Her cash bond was set at $300. Lehman was also arrested last Monday, November 15th, in Red Oak on a warrant for harassment in the third degree and this past June on that same charge. That's a look at some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.